Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius spoke in Milwaukee at the 16th Street Community Health Center. She says that site and the Kenosha Community Health Center are roughly splitting more than $5 million to expand the two facilities. Milwaukee Congresswoman Gwen Moore says it's a coup to get money for capital improvements.
It is so hard to get an appropriations out of Congress for building anything.
Moore says the money is coming from the health care reform package that she and others voted for this year. On the campaign trail, many Wisconsin Republican candidates have criticized the package and threatened to try to block it in court or curtail funding next year. Secretary Sebelius says Wisconsin would wind up losing money.
Citizens all over the country will. I mean, the investments that are going to be made in community health centers, in affordable coverage so that lower-income working Americans will have some help purchasing insurance and investing in kids, and then changing some of the worst insurance abuses that we've had in place so companies don't get to pick and choose any longer who gets care and who doesn't get care.
Governor Jim Doyle says health care reform will save Wisconsin taxpayers more than $800 million over the next decade. Republican Senate candidate Ron Johnson is likely to challenge the health care law during tonight's debate with Democratic incumbent Russ Feingold. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.